It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Iran's attack on Israel. Nearly 200 missiles fired by Iran. Israel vowing to fight back. Shannon Kingston is joining us live from the State Department this morning. Shannon, what do we know about the U.S. intercepting some of those missiles yesterday?
That's right. This was another collaboration between Israel, the U.S., and other partners to defend Israel from really a barrage of missiles fired from Iran, a direct country-on-country attack, a significant escalation. We do know even at as that deadly fireworks display was exploding across the skies of Tel Aviv, U.S. officials and Israeli officials were already engaged in discussions on how exactly Israel might respond, and that will be the next move in this deadly war games that we're seeing in the Middle East right now.
Just looking at the language that Israeli officials have been using, like they'll pay for it, it's quite ominous, leaves a lot to the imagination as to what this response will look like, doesn't it?
That is right. And one of the silver linings, I guess we can call it that, is we didn't see a catastrophic, massive loss of life, major damage caused by this Iranian attack, because U.S. officials have long said if that happens, all bets are off the table. Israel could respond in a major way. But still, even though the damage was relatively muted, U.S. officials do expect that Israel will want to put on a display of power and perhaps strike at Iranian critical holdings for Iran's economy, be it the oil refineries or even perhaps its nuclear development facilities. So the conversations are ongoing right now about exercising restraint, if at all possible.
Shannon, what's the current military, U.S. military presence in that region, and is it expected to increase?
Well, the U.S. has already been ramping up its military footprint there for a couple of reasons. One is deterrence, putting some major assets close to the Middle East. It's believed could dissuade Iran or some of its proxy groups from taking further action. U.S. officials are also closely watching the situation in Lebanon. Of course, Israel has stepped up its actions against Hezbollah in the country, but there are at least 6,000 U.S. citizens there who are already in contact with the State Department about leaving. They're trying to get out of Lebanon. Commercial flights are very limited. There's very limited road movements they can take as well. So it is possible in the coming days we could see the U.S. military evacuating some of those individuals. Plans are underway, but nothing has been ordered quite yet.
Shannon, obviously Israel has benefited from having the big Iron Dome defense system. Not sure if Iran has one of those, but if they don't, proportionally, how much worse could an attack from Israel against Iran be than what we saw yesterday?
You're absolutely right. Iran's defenses really don't compare to Israel's Iron Dome. Of course, it's a much larger country with many more targets that Israel could strike. But it is important to remember when we saw a very similar chapter play out in April, Israel did ultimately respond to a rather similar attack of missiles and drones fired by Iran by doing a limited drone strike on a relatively remote Iranian military target. And both Israel and Iran played it down at that time. So really, we didn't see the escalation so many were fearing. But just the nature of this happening a second time in the span of months is seen as dramatically escalatory, at least on the Israeli side. So it's unlikely we'll see such a small response this time around.
Shannon, thank you. Shannon Kingston joining us live this morning from the State Department.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.